A grand moment of history is passing this weekend in the nation of Colombia. The government of Colombia and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as FARC, have signed a peace agreement that puts an end to the five-decade war that has claimed more than 200,000 lives. But the agreement for now is only symbolic. It will become official or will be rejected after Colombians vote on a crucial referendum this Sunday. Nadja Drost is a Bogota-based reporter on assignment for the PBS NewsHour. She was at the peace signing on Monday and has been traveling the country this week, tracking the reaction and anticipation of voters all over the nation of Colombia. Nadja, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hello, thank you.
How important is this milestone for Colombia moving away from something that's really, for decades, dogged the politics and identity of this nation?
Well, actually, it really feels like it's everything right now. I think that a lot of people have, from outside of Colombia, have seen that it's been an interesting and perhaps unusual move for President Santos to call these peace agreements into question and using a national plebiscite or a referendum. But he has always said that he has wanted to get the confidence and support from the public, and that would help ensure that these peace agreements are implemented when his presidency ends and whoever replaces him in the future. So I think that it's kind of a very important moment for Colombians to take stock of what the past 4 years of negotiations in Cuba have come to, and to really decide, do they want peace to happen? Do they want this war to end? But ultimately, the real question is, are they willing to pay the costs for peace? Because, of course, this peace agreement is not perfect. For most Colombians, there are shortfalls. And the question that a lot of people are asking themselves is, am I willing to accept the peace agreement as it is and live with whatever shortfalls it has?
Is there any chance that this is a high stakes, you know, gambit that will turn out like the Brexit vote in the UK?
Well, right now, polls are showing that the yes side, which is the campaign that votes in favor of accepting the peace agreements, are comfortably ahead. However, there is a significant population in Colombia that still has not decided how they're going to vote, if they're going to vote in favor or rejection of the peace agreements. And so that population is in limbo right now and may possibly swing the vote.
If this vote is a mandate, an overwhelming yes on Sunday, what will Colombians be able to do, think about as far as the future goes, that they haven't been able to think about in the past?
I think if these peace agreements are implemented, I think that Colombians will be able to start thinking about parts of their life that one might not think is, you know, inextricably linked with conflict necessarily. These peace agreements are very wide-ranging. They don't necessarily just touch on issues of hostilities between parties and disarmament. They deal with a lot of the root causes of the conflict and work on trying to improve rural development and address a lot of the inequalities that are both a root cause as well as a consequence of the conflict. So a lot of Colombians are seeing these peace agreements not simply as a way for warring parties to put down arms and cease hostilities, but rather a milestone into a different possible era for Colombia where a lot of those inequalities are addressed.
Are there individuals in Colombia who are bitter about this being viewed as an amnesty for the FARC, the armed militants?
Absolutely. There is a significant population in Colombia which sees that this peace agreement is a way of handing over amnesties that are not necessarily deserved to the FARC. This sentiment has largely been led by ex-president Alvaro Uribe, who has been leading the campaign of no to reject the peace accords. And some of the kind of touchstone issues that the no campaign has really been focusing on is this idea that the peace agreements are not harsh enough for the FARC, that they do not adequately address the atrocities that many FARC members and the organization as a whole has committed. The problem is that both the FARC and the government have said that if this referendum fails, there is no way that they will return to the negotiating table.
Nadia Drost is a Bogota-based reporter on assignment for the PBS NewsHour. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.